Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
U.S. Representative John Conyers announced today on a Detroit radio station that he is retiring, and he's endorsing his son to take his place, although he continues to deny all the accusations coming in against him. Now, this is on the heels of another woman who said she worked for U.S. Rep. John Conyers for more than a decade, and she alleges that one day he slid his hand up her skirt and rubbed her thigh while she was sitting next to him in the front row of a church. Okay, well, her name is Elisa Grubbs. She made the allegations to her lawyer. They did an affidavit. By the way, her lawyer is Lisa Bloom. This woman is cleaning up because she's got everybody. And Grubbs happens to be the cousin of another accuser, Marion Brown. Now, she's the woman who reached that confidential statement with Conyers over sexual harassment years ago. But you know what? She broke that agreement speaking publicly last week because she was on everybody's morning talk show. Well, let's just hope that John Conyers' son doesn't have any skeletons in his closet should he decide to run for that position. Ooh, and speaking of skeletons, we will probably never see Kevin Spacey in a new project again because of accusations of pedophilia against him. But good news, House of Cards will return without him next year. The happy news was confirmed by Netflix executive Ted Sarandos yesterday at a media conference in New York. And the final 8 episodes will focus on Robin Wright's character, Claire Underwood. Now, Ted says that, you know, this will allow all of the viewers of this show to get closure to that shrewd political series. And so hopefully those thousands of folks in Baltimore, by the way, who were working on the show and all those ancillary jobs will also get their jobs back. And our new princess, Meghan Markle, has already started her royal duties, taking on some of Harry's charities as though they have long been her causes as well. You know, and of course, she is the new fashion icon in the royal family. She has said in the past that her all-time favorite celebrity wedding gown was Carolyn Bessette Kennedy's minimalist white gown. Of course, that was the late bride of John F. Kennedy Jr. They all died tragically. But you know what? Folks in London have noticed that Meghan is keeping her overall style in that minimalist vein, which is kind of smart because Meghan is so gorgeous, you just need to look at her face. Harry lucked out on this one. Now, let's just see how the rest of the royals are going to keep up. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.